Moon trees are landing across the country. That's because a couple of years ago, NASA flew a variety of tree seeds around the moon. Now they're being planted. And as Troy Public Radio's Joey Hudson reports, Troy, Alabama is one of the first places to get one.
A loblolly pine was planted recently at Troy University's Arboretum.
Well, thank everybody for coming today and want to invite y'all to come back out. Follow the process of our moon tree as it grows.
A group of children helped plant the two-foot seedling. Seven-year-old Finn Lee McCall was eager to share what he learned about growth.
That moon tree will actually, probably if it stays in shape, it will probably be taller than me in 2 years.
Holy cow.
Back when it was a seed, the loblolly pine traveled thousands of miles around the moon. And this was just one seed among about 2,000 sycamores, sweet gums, Douglas firs, giant sequoias, and of course, other loblolly pines.
We sent this package of ravioli-shaped vacuum-sealed seeds aboard the Orion capsule to journey around the moon as part of the Artemis 1 test flight.
That's Kelly McCarthy with NASA's Office of STEM Engagement. She says they wanted to understand how space travel affects biological organisms like seeds.
There was a very significant preparation process to make sure they were completely dry and that there would be no moisture or potential. They tried to protect the seeds as much as possible from any impacts related to heat.
The mission was a success. After about 4 weeks, the seeds returned to Earth and were tested for radiation levels and genetic variants. And then the seeds became seedlings to be planted in communities around the country, like here at Troy University. The Arboretum's director, Alvin Diamond, says these moon trees can inspire kids.
For young people participating in planting this tree, maybe that will get them to think about, hey, I want to be a scientist when I grow up, or I want to be an astronaut when I grow up.
NASA is rolling out moon tree plantings like this one throughout next year. For NPR News, I'm Joey Hudson in Troy, Alabama.